Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe O, night 6 to 10.
All right, we're rolling through a bunch of different news stories coming out today. This one is brand new. Came out right before I jumped on the air this evening. Unbelievable. And we go back to the NFL. We're just talking about the Bears and Kyle Long, and we'll get more into that. I'm looking forward to the Combine next week. But how about this story from Adam Schefter? If and when a new collective bargaining agreement is finalized, and there is now mounting optimism it could be done sometime in the next week, it is expected to include a transformational change to the NFL's playoff structure as it is currently constituted for next season. Under the current CBA proposal that NFL owners are pushing for, the playoff field would be expanded to 7 games from each conference, while the regular season would be increased to 17 games per team, and the preseason shortened to 3 games per team. Okay, so they get their 18 weeks? That's what they've been dying for? That's what they've been pushing for again and again? 17 regular season games. We'll take away a preseason game, but we're going to add a regular season game, so it ends up being the same in the end. But we know it's not, because the regulars don't play that much in the preseason, certainly if you're a Chicago Bear. So I had to take a look at the last few years. So what does that really mean? Well, first off, it means that the number 2 seed in each conference would not get a bye. Let's start there. Before we get to the expansion part, and everybody's expanding. I don't know if the NBA and NHL could expand too much, but let's start with the 2 seed. How does it impact them? You're only being rewarded with a bye if you are the number 1 overall seed. Maybe there's more excitement in the regular season with that, but let's look at these 2s that would not get by. So this past year in the AFC, it was Kansas City going 12-4. In the NFC, Green Bay went 13-3. 13-3, and you're not getting a bye. We remember New Orleans, they were also 13-3. They had to play the first weekend as well. 2018, New England at 11-5. Okay, that's not a big deal. Shouldn't you really get a bye after going 11-5? 2018, the LA Rams made the Super Bowl, went 13-3, no bye. I mean, seriously, if you get that third loss, it's like the dream of a bye is over. 2017, Pittsburgh was your 2 seed at 13-3. Minnesota was your 2 seed in the NFC, also at 13-3. I don't love that. Don't love that part. But do you want extra football? Do you want more playoff football? We've seen teams that just get in, like Tennessee, just get in and make a run. Different team with Ryan Tannehill under center. Chris Tannehill, I'm sorry, buddy, but that would be an issue. I think, and Chris would tell you that too. All right. So here's the question. The 7 seed getting in. I find it funny because we've been saying, well, you know, those 6 seeds that just barely get in, they don't have much of a shot. And then all of a sudden the Titans make a run and maybe these owners have an argument to make more dollars. The 7 seed in the NFC last year would have been the Rams at 9-7. The Bears would have finished 1 game out at 8-8. The Pittsburgh Steelers would have been in last year at 8-8. 2018. Vikings in at 8-7-1. Steelers in at 9-6-1. Pittsburgh, back-to-back years, you're the 7 seed. And in 2017, we go, oh, really? 2017, your NFC representative as a 7th seed would have been the Detroit Lions in at 9-7. They were in a three-way tie. Seattle, Dallas, also 9-7 on the year. Bears, second worst record in the NFC at 5-11. The AFC team in 2017 would have been the Ravens getting in at 9-7. So here's what's going to happen. We think it's bad right now when you have a down division and a team wins that division with a 9-7 record. How do you feel about an 8-8 team in the playoffs? Because Pittsburgh this past year at 8-8 would have been in. I think 14 out of 32. I think it's perfect how it is. Two really strong teams in each conference get the bye. We don't have to deal with these 8-8 teams getting in, or just these 9-6-1 teams, or 8-7-1 like the Vikings would have been in 2018 and they're in. Boy, I think it really waters it down. I don't love it.
You're getting very mediocre playoff football then.
I mean,
that's what you're going to end up getting.
And once in a while we get that outlier, and it does happen from time to time. They should change that too. If you're just because you win a division, you go 9-7. I don't think you should have the 4 seed. You should have a home game in the playoffs. You didn't have a great year.
Yeah, they should go the route of basketball. The best 4 teams are the home. Or, you know, like basketball's got your best teams no matter what. If you won division or not, if you're the better team than a team that won their division, you're getting a better playoff seed.
So obviously, what we're talking about here is the matchup of 2-7. Does that get your juices flowing? Does that get you excited about a 7 team, they're an 8-8 or a 9-7 team going on the road at the 2 seed, a 12-4 or 13-3 team?
I mean, obviously anything can happen because it's football, but
I don't even know if that's the case.
It's yeah, I'm with you. It's just like, why am I watching?
Is this needed? Are we ever saying at the end of a year, boy, we need more teams in the playoffs?
No, I don't think I've ever said that. I don't think I need more playoff football. Give me more playoff football. Now, I agree with you. It's perfect the way it is.
Once in a while, there is a 10-6 team that just is kept out, just barely. Lose a tiebreaker, whatever it is. But that's not every year.
No, you're dealing with more 8-8, possibly, 9-6-1, 9-7 teams. It's teams that you don't need, that don't need to be playing in the playoffs. You're rewarding mediocrity.
That's the argument that we're getting with baseball when they were talking about expanding too. And I think that's going to happen. And they're not just throwing that out there to see what the reaction is.
It's an argument with basketball as well. Think about it.
Well, and NHL. Yeah, 16.
Yeah.
Right.
NHL, I feel like, is a little crazier.
Every sport is now going to get. Why is it crazier?
Because I feel like in NHL there's a lot more luck involved with stuff as well, with puck luck and stuff like that.
Certainly.
So an 8 seed can make that serious drive to.
We're coming off the St. Louis Blues last year.
That's what I'm saying. Where basketball, your 8 seed's not going to beat your 1 seed. I don't care. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen.
Mike Rankin, what do you think about this? This expansion and only one team in each conference gets a bye.
I'm with you, Joe. I don't think it's necessary. I'm fine with the precedent in trying to earn the first two bye spots because that is so valuable. And then you have the 4 playoff matchups, including the wild card, the way it's set up now. I didn't think it needed a change. I'm thinking to myself, the approach from the NFL, why did they want to implement it now and influence it immediately?
This is their way of getting 17 games, right?
And I'm okay. Right. I'm okay.
Coaches. Two more coaches are going to be safe because your team's going to be in the playoffs. The owners are going to be happy. You can sell to the fan base hope for next year because we're in the playoffs, so we're obviously going to take that next step. Even though if you pay close attention to the NFL, what happens? They're at least half the playoff teams are new every single year. It's not like that. It's not like, okay, we got in the playoffs this year, so that means next year we're going to take a step, we're going to win a division, or we're even going to compete for a bye. It's interesting.
Do you end up with it like NBA where it's like basketball hell? You end up in like football hell? You're like, we made an 8 seed. We got
a playoff. A 7 seed.
Or a 7 seed. We made the playoffs. You got a team that just is on the cusp, but not.
It's just so different.
Can't draw stuff. You're not good enough to get a great draft position type of deal.
You don't even need a great quarterback. If that's the goal every year, let's just get into the playoffs. If you're strong on one side of the ball, you should be able to do that with a little health luck. I'm obviously thinking about the Bears. The Bears still wouldn't have been in the playoffs with seven NFC teams in last year. They would have been a game out.
Yeah, but that does
not. Think about everything that went wrong with that Bears season. Okay, and this is the format that they're discussing, and maybe it starts this upcoming season. Doesn't it tell you something that something's wrong there? As bad as the Bears were, just about every offensive category, bottom five in the league, they finish one game out of a playoff spot. I mean, that's rewarding mediocrity at its finest.
Well, exactly. So does that take the sting away from last year a little bit more? Like, take a little bit of the sting away? Oh, we were only one game out of a playoff spot rather than...
No, but if they just get in with that one extra win or... Well, they would have lost the tiebreaker. Let's say they win that Rams game for some reason when Mitch was benched but not benched. Let's say that happens and they're in. They're in off that one game.
Off that one game, they're in. And
what are they selling? They're selling Mitch Trubisky back in the playoffs, baby.
They spin it. And that's what I'm saying. Even if that was implemented and they were one game out, they could still spin it. Like, look how close we were. And look how close we were to making the playoffs.
Chris, you're kind of touching on my question related to what the idea is from the NFL. Is it trying to generate as much interest long-term in these organizations? Right, money.
Money. It's all money. There's no interest.
Buy more tickets, fill up stadiums in week 15, 16.
Then you're going to have more aggravated fans.
Hey, players, we want that extra game. Listen, we'll take away a preseason game, and two more of the 32 are going to be in the playoffs. So that's where the negotiating comes in. Players might go for it. Extra game check, right? Maybe. They're going to reward them with that. I don't like it. Not one bit. I think the NFL playoff format is perfect. Even if once in a while you're that team that gets the raw deal and you have a 10-6 year and you just miss, we're going to see 8-8 teams on a regular basis in the postseason. And then, I mean, okay, more football, fine. You have a team, the two seed is going to win by four touchdowns. They're going to be 10-14 point favorites probably in that game, depending on the matchup. But it sounds like this is the way. They have been hell-bent, these owners, on getting that extra game. And it looks like they're going to get that extra game.
Where's the extra bye week?
Well, I'm sure that's... Let me see. I didn't read the entire article.
That's just a question I have.
That's got to be in... You know, I would think that was part of it. Part of the proposed playoff format with one team from each conference would receive a first-round bye as opposed to the two. Currently do, league sources said. That would mean a revised postseason schedule that includes six games on wild card weekend, three on Saturday, three on Sunday. Would be fun. I didn't see that in the story from Adam Schefter about the extra bye, but you would think that's part of it. So you extend the NFL season by a couple of weeks.
That's what I hope is part of it for the players' sake, at least.
Or does it start a week earlier? It could start a week earlier, but if I'm the NFL, I try to extend it.
You start it probably when week four of the preseason is.
Yeah. I'd want to push the Super Bowl back a week, just dominate for another couple weeks, maybe. But then are there weather issues, games even later in the season at Soldier Field? That could be a possible concern.
Like I said, I think they probably started earlier. You're talking earlier in September it starts. That way they get nicer weather games in, draw crowds out. You're going to get more money spent on nicer games than you are trying to push games, especially outdoor stadiums, with the later games in the season. Quote-unquote, bearer weather games.
815 Texter, I think football is not capable of having a football hell since things change so much year to year and there are so many players in the draft. Things change on a dime. This format is kind of pointless, though. I agree 100% with that, Texter, from the 815, because it's everything that I talked about going into the 2019 season. That's how this league works, unless you have an elite quarterback. Not Trubisky. Different conversation if you have one of the great ones in the game. Totally different. You can have that consistency. If you could score points, you're probably going to keep making runs to the playoffs. But yeah, if you don't have a great quarterback, let's say you're average to below average there, injuries one year, health the next, all of a sudden that could change your entire season.
forcing turnovers 1 year, not doing it the next, or it's cut in half like we just saw with this Bears season, the Akeem Hicks injury, that's a reason. Then all of a sudden they're bad, or they're just a mediocre. They're an average team, 8-8, not making the playoffs. This format, maybe some years, these 8-8 teams in the NFC are making the postseason. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. All right, I promised you'd hear from the governor. This is sports related. It's on sports betting. He doubled down today at the budget address. I'm going to play that audio for you next. Joe Ocho, Sports Radio 670, The Score. The bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern football coach Fitz. And Northwestern football returns to Wrigley Field on November 7th as they host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at NUSports.com. Joe Ostrowski hanging out with you until 7:45. Then we've got to Paul Buckets on Sports Radio 670. The Score. They are taking on number 12 Villanova at the top of the hour. We'll get to that again. 7:45 for your DePaul pregame. 8 o'clock. Before the game tips off, discussing a potential playoff expansion in the NFL. Certainly seems like this is more likely than all the conversation around Major League Baseball, another thing that Rob Manfred can get yelled at about. But hey, they're talking about going from 6 to 7 teams in each conference and going from 2 byes to 1 bye in each conference. Tom and Displains, you're on 670 The Score. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call. So just following up on some of the discussion, I agree with the comments that were made. I would not like to see an expansion of the playoffs. One of the biggest changes I'd like to see, and I'm curious on your thoughts, is to see Super Bowl Sunday move to a Saturday night instead. What do you think the chances of that ever happening are? And if you think they're low, why do you think they're low?
Very low. I think there's no way that they're going to give up that Super Bowl Sunday. But I get what you're saying. So let's compromise, Tom. That Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. I am 100% for that. Because everybody in this country is going to a Super Bowl party. Or you're having a very busy day if you're having people over. But I think where you're coming from is that there should be an off day for all of us after the hard work on Super Bowl Sunday, and I do agree with that, but I don't think the NFL will ever move to a Saturday. Don't think so. Yeah, they do have those playoff games on Saturdays, but they always have their games on Sunday. That is their day. Good idea, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. Some people brought up a few other things. Of course, what about the number of home games? Do you have neutral site games? More London games? What's the plan there? Do you go from 1 year where you're going to have 9 home games, next year you have 8, then back to 9? How's that fair for one season? Huh. Well, maybe they'll try to push a limit and get 2 games. So as long as we're talking about the NFL, what's synonymous with the NFL? Of course it's sports betting. And Governor Pritzker went on record. Okay, I shouldn't say he went on record. His press secretary was quoted over the weekend, I believe it was on US Bet or Bets.com, saying that they expect legalized sports betting in this state once March Madness rolls around. And today, Pritzker had the budget address, and I was watching, is he going to get to sports betting? And indeed, he did. Here's Governor Pritzker for 1 minute on sports betting's future in this state.
A second source of revenue that we passed last year is from expanded gaming, including sports betting, which appears to be on track and will be up and running in time for March Madness. As you know, gaming revenue directly funds our bipartisan historic Rebuild Illinois capital plan, which provides critical relief to state and local budgets for badly needed maintenance and construction work at our universities, our community colleges, and state facilities. My office is working with the City of Chicago and the General Assembly to make a much-needed adjustment in the legislation passed last spring to help make sure the Chicago casino is a success that will help fund projects throughout the state. I hope you all will join me in supporting these legislative efforts when they come before the General Assembly this session.
Governor Pritzker earlier today at the budget address doubles down, appears to be on track, and he's on record. Budget address. We are going to have legalized sports betting in Illinois in time for March Madness. Now, all these states that launch it, they usually have some big date. Indiana, right? Our neighbors to the east. What was their big date? They had to get it done in time for the start of the college football and NFL season, and they did. So they launched, figured out their issues, and then they were ready to go for the NFL season. Didn't make my way over there, but talked to many that did, and they enjoyed their experience there. So the big date here, since they couldn't get it launched by the time the Super Bowl went down, now they're looking at March Madness. Governor Pritzker out there today saying it's happening. Message to Chicago Casino, I think that's going to be a much bigger mess, that whole battle. That's going to go on for years, based on what I'm hearing. And just our experience of living in this state and how slow gaming moves. But he's on record. It's going to happen by the time March Madness comes. Selection Sunday's in 3.5 weeks. So you got 3 to 4 weeks to get this done. And I would think if I'm a sports book paying a lot of money and this is the biggest or second biggest sporting event for bettors of the entire year. So let's say in Des Plaines, Rivers Casino is open for business. You don't want to open up on the Thursday of March Madness. You want to open up at least a week before that. So now we're talking about an even tighter timeline. I said 3 to 4 weeks. Maybe it's really 2 to 3, because that can be a disaster if you decide to open up that first Thursday. Your first 4 days as a live sports book are the first 4 days of the NCAA tournament. There are going to be people living in the sports book for 4 days. No shot. You got to open up before that if you're going to be open, if this is even real. Governor Pritzker is going to push it through. Hey, gaming board, promise me this is done. Don't make me look like a damn fool today. So you would think that's going to happen. Okay, so where? That's a big question. Right now, there are 3 spots. There are 3 locations that have applied for sports betting licenses, and they've been given temporary licenses, which really means nothing because they still have to figure out all the regulations. But the 3 locations, you can go yourself and find them right now on the Illinois Gaming Board website. Hit on the sports wagering on the left side, and you'll see that the applicants have been Rivers Casino in Des Plaines, Grand Victoria in Elgin, and if you're in the southern tip of the state, Argosy Casino in Alton, Illinois. So it certainly seems like those are going to be the first 3 sports betting locations in this state. And it will slowly expand more and more. I haven't heard anything about these racetracks. I'm sure they're going to have sports betting. Hawthorne Racecourse announced last year that PointsBet was going to run their sports book. They're already in New Jersey and in other states, so they're going to have sports betting. They have an agreement in place.
We just had a caller call in. He didn't want to come on, but he wanted me to ask online sports betting for Illinois. He said he heard 18 months for that.
Okay. Sort of true, sort of not. The 18-month ban starts once they distribute these licenses. The ban is for online only, meaning FanDuel and DraftKings. So FanDuel and DraftKings, you cross the border in Indiana, you can download them on your phone, you can download the app on your phone, and you can bet immediately. You're not going to be able to do that in Illinois. So what you have a sports book, let's say we're talking about Rivers Casino in Des Plaines, it's in-person registration, so you go to the casino, you register, you get an account with them, make a deposit, then you get the app on your phone, then you can bet online. Is that going to happen from day one? I don't know. It's usually about a week or two delay before that happens. So there will be online wagering in the state. It's just not going to be with these online-only companies. I mean, this is where we get into the politics stuff. The power of the casinos, Neil Bloom. The power of these casinos, they were able to push these politicians around and say, yeah, we've got to keep FanDuel and DraftKings out. because they're going to run the market. And we need to be given a chance here. We've been loyal to the state. Please keep them out as long as possible. And the agreement was they're out for 18 months.
So no DFS?
No, I mean, you can still play DFS right now. But there's just no online betting with FanDuel or DraftKings.
Okay.
At least to start, it's complicated. They can partner, but they can't just live on their own, right? So that's what it is. There's a lot of confusion with that. A lot of people think the same thing. You're not going to have any online betting. There will be, but the thing is, you're going to have to register in person that one time, and then you can get it on the phone. Then you'll get it. Maybe that will be a couple weeks after sports betting starts, but let's just get it launched first. Don't worry about that. Oh, man. They need to get this launched before that Thursday. And now it's on record. He said it multiple times. We're going to have it. I don't know if it's going to be any good, guys. I'll be honest with you. I don't like some of the rules that they have in place. I hate it that we can't bet on sporting events involving Illinois collegiate teams. I hate that. There are other things that I'm hearing, but all these rules have not been finalized. I don't know if it's going to be great. We'll see how it works with the taxes, meaning are they going to be able to offer fair bets? Is it going to be minus 110? You bet 110 to win 100. Is there going to be higher juice there? Are you going to want to leave your offshore if you're already doing that or you're betting with a guy? I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I can't wait to see it. I'll be traveling around to all the different sports books in the state once they launch, and I'll be talking about them right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score, of course, because I've been covering this since it went down in Springfield, back in the spring session. Late May, early June. I can't wait to see what it looks like. We're going to have it. It's going to be here very, very soon. We'll see if it's going to be better than offshore. We'll see. I'm going in with an open mind. I'm giving them an opportunity. But if day one is Thursday of the NCAA tournament, it will be a mess. I might want to show up just for the chaos because you're going to have all these new employees, don't know what they're doing, how to write a ticket. People that have never placed a wager in their lives. They don't know what they're going to be asking for at the windows. How many kiosks are going to be up? It's all these people that haven't registered. They're going to want to register on Thursday of the NCAA tournament. Oh, man. It will be nuts. Yeah. People texting in, why can't they just have online? Yeah, I know. I know. The real answer is politics. That's why we can't. That's why we can't have nice things in this state. Politics. That's what it always comes down to. But you got enough Blago shoved down your throat. We don't need to get into that. Big fan of the hair, though. Looks fantastic. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. This segment on The Score is brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. I want to go back to last night. I think this is worth listening to. All the angst and have every right to be upset about what's going on in Major League Baseball and with the commissioner of the sport, doesn't seem to really care for the sport, Rob Manfred. I want to go back to my guest last night. He's a baseball statistician, has a lot of sources throughout the game, whether we're talking about players or members of front offices in the league. Listen to 30 seconds of Ryan Spader with me last night on Sports Radio 670, The Score. How many teams do you think over the last 3 years have been cheating like the Astros?
What I had heard was 8 other teams, which was really funny because I went on a show in D.C. a couple months ago, and I mentioned that I heard 8 other teams involved. And then just recently, I think the Astros had submitted a report saying 8 other teams had done just what they had done. Perhaps they didn't get caught because they weren't, I don't know, dumb enough to use a trash can.
8 other teams. 8. The Astros are catching all the heat. Everybody hates the Astros. I can't wait to see them visit a new city during the season. I can't wait to see them in person and boo my tail off. But everybody's ripping on the Astros. Some are ripping on the Red Sox. Maybe we'll get mad at the Red Sox after they get their punishment. But man, 8 other teams. Wow. I will say this about Manfred, that if that's the case, if we're talking 8 to 10 teams in baseball that are cheating like the Astros, You can't let that out. Sorry, guys. You got to wear it, man. Sorry. Everybody hates you. Because if that much of the league is cheating to this degree, and now you're seeing how upset all of baseball fans are, man, they might end up turning on much of the league. Fascinating story to continue to follow. I'm sure more coming up on that later on this week. Good job out of my producers tonight, Chris Dickens and Mike Rankin. Tomorrow night, I'll be on You Better You Bet, talking about sports betting on the Radio.com app, 5 to 9 p.m. And back here on The Score on Friday evening, 6 to 10. Follow me on Twitter, at Joe0670. Always let you know when I'm on the air. If you missed any of this show, the podcast will be available at 670thescore.com. We've got DePaul taking on number 12 Villanova next, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.